People comment this on our Instagram and our social media constantly. What are the new sizes for the new wheels? When are we going to get some new wheels? But this is my favorite type of episode because guess what? We get to talk about the new wheels coming out this year. Okay. And the sizes that they're coming out
with. Yeah, first kind of reveal. So let's say it like this. At the time that you're watching this,
yeah,
a lot of the specifications will be listed on the website.
That's right.
So you can go look at some of the details. I would say when you look at some of this stuff, understand that it's an initial offering.
Right.
Now, it doesn't mean that we're going to add a ton more part numbers, but it does mean that we could fine-tune some things, and based off of early feedback, we may add. So, you know, for those that say things to us like, well, I wish you would have had it in this or this right. or this, instead of saying, I wish, just say, hey, look, you know, are there any odds you're going to make it in this? Or I'd love to see it in this and this and this.
Yeah.
And you know, if we get enough of that feedback, you know, we can still add certain things in. But when you sit down to make these part numbers, when you sit down to try to figure out exactly what people are going to want, it's not just about what people want. It's also about what people are going to buy.
Yes. Because the thing is, if you're rolling in a 1970 car that no one's ever heard of, I'm pretty sure we're not going to be able to make that size for you just because you're the only one with that car, buddy.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
And also I think there's the other piece, which is that
there's love you, though.
Not necessarily the people watching right now, because I'm sure it's not you, but like there's a natural tendency for people to ask for things that they would never buy.
Yes.
I don't know why.
That is 100%. They'll be like, right? Yeah, can you make it in
make
this
it
size?
In green.
And if you're the last person to buy the you know. It's just, yeah.
No. So look, I think there's always a nature of something like you want what you can't have, but then all of a sudden you get it and you're like, eh, I don't really want that.
Yeah. And the duration that I've worked here, I've actually seen, and this is what I love about this company, you know, obviously not be, you know, but we've always, when someone has said they wanted something, we've actually done it. And a lot of the times we realize.
A number of times.
Yeah. We've done it. And then a couple of times you see that it doesn't go as well as we thought it would.
Sometimes. I mean, but then there's other ones. There's other ones that we've gotten good feedback on and we're like, oh, I don't know. And then we do it and it was good feedback. So like, I mean, it's a hit or miss thing, but all we can go by is a lot of the feedback that we get. And, you know, we use a lot of our, our friends here to be able to use a sounding 100%. Board. So there's a lot of things we get useful suggestions, whether it be colors, fitments, offset changes, different things like that. Mm-hmm. And we absolutely try to do our best to make sure that we think about those in a way where we do some research. And if it feels right, we in. Right?
Yeah.
So let's not wait too much more. Let's get into some of these new wheels. Most of what you've seen already has already been up on our website in some capacity. There's a 2025 page.
Yes, there is.
I believe it's koenigwheels.com/2025. And that will list everything that we dropped at SEMA.
Right.
What isn't on there are a little bit more definitive sizing specifications. And again, we're not going to go super into detail, like reading off part numbers and every single bolt pattern, but we'll give you an idea of what we're making. And you can go to the website right now, koenigwheels.com, and most likely there's going to be a link there. If not, go search for the wheel. It will be up on the website. So what we're going to talk about today is we're going to give you some specs. Mm-hmm. We're going to give you something that we didn't release at SEMA that we actually are going to be dropping mid-year. And we're also going to be touching on the finalization of some of the colors that we chose and anything else that was kind of maybe up in the air the last time we put that data up.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So,
and ETAs. We're going to talk about when they're going to show.
The F5R, I know, is coming in how many finishes?
Two.
Two different finishes. And the two different finishes that I see here are the satin bronze with neural beading. Which is pretty cool.
Right, and there's going to be ash silver.
Ash silver.
Right. So the F5R is a 9-spoke wheel. Now, I will say, out of all our forged wheels, the R was supposed to stand for rating, as in a little bit extra load rating. And we've kind of given a little bit more load rating across the board on some of the F5R fitments. So that part is there to make it a little bit stronger. It means it won't be necessarily the lightest wheel, but it will be... have more strength and rigidity. Now, it's a 9-spoke wheel. I will tell you that in person, the wheel has incredible details.
I see it.
It has, yes, it has ball cuts that are extremely deep. If you look at the way it feathers in from the edge of the spoke into the lip, it's a smooth radius, and in person, it really looks great. Now, when you put a tire on it, it looks even better because there's a lot more depth on the edge of the wheel where a lot of designs seem to just run flat. You know what
mm-hmm,
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The details on this wheel are really good, and in person, when you start to see whether it be an A profile or a B profile, you're going to see that the wheel really is a really rich-looking wheel that really is capable on so many different levels. I want to say one more thing, though.
Yeah.
Because like all our forged wheels, mm-hmm, and I think this is one... I'm pretty confident this is one of the things that we do exclusively. I don't really know too many other companies that do it like this. I could be wrong, though.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not... Right. So... one of the things that we really spend a lot of time on, especially when it comes down to the Forge product, we try to figure out what cars all the wheels are going to fit,
right?
What brakes they're going to fit.
Yep.
And we go in and we try to make the wheel, every single profile, as concave as possible around a big brake kit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've said that to you before with Flowform wheels, but with our Forge stuff, when I say it, I'm not talking about... as in when we make an 18 by 8.5,
right,
we made them as concave as possible around all the 18 8.5 mm-hmm, brakes that are going to be at roughly that offset. With the Forge product, we have the opportunity, because we're making them part number by part number,
mm-hmm,
we have the opportunity to make sure that if we're going to be doing an 18 by 8.5, 5 on, let's say, 120,
mm-hmm,
or an 18 by 9, a good example would be like an 18 by 9.5 or an 18 by 10, 5 and 120 for a Civic Type R.
Yep.
We have the ability to go in and put that one caliper in,
mm-hmm,
for that one part number,
mm-hmm,
and make the wheel as concave as possible around that one caliper, right?
That's sick.
So a lot of these wheels are going to be well thought out for what cars are going to fit, what brakes are going to fit, and they're as concave as possible. That means every single wheel that you may order for, mm-hmm, any different type of car,
mm-hmm,
is meant to clear the majority of the brake kits, that whether they be a little bit popular in the aftermarket sense or an option on the car, and they're going to be, you know, have the most amount of movement from the profile. The FRR looks fantastic. Well, it's a great looking wheel.
And just from aesthetics itself, I mean, it's a 9-spoke wheel. A lot of people are not really doing these type of wheels. Like, I see a lot of split spokes. I see a lot of lesser amount of spokes, yeah, when it comes to wheels nowadays.
I don't know. I mean...
And I'm not going to lie. When I see the F5R, mm-hmm, I see, like, high-end. You know, I see high-end car. I see, you know, that's what I see when I see these wheels. So
yeah, it's good looking.
It's a very good looking wheel. You know what I mean? I'm the type of person, you know me, I like clean looks. Yep. And this is one of those wheels that if you want to have a clean look, this is the one, man.
Yeah, you know, what you can see at the front part of this wheel is the fact that the ball cut that's on both sides of that spoke,
yeah,
is a super deep ball cut.
Yeah.
Right? And it's on both sides of the spoke. Mm-hmm. So it really creates... not only an I-beam type of design where it creates a lot of strength and rigidity, but we also have that ability to, when you really start to look at the material that we took out of the center of the spoke, it's that's where we were able to take some more weight out, but also keep it super rigid because of that I-beam type of spokes design.
Yeah.
Also, the other thing that happens is we spend some time playing with different chamfers and fillets and stuff like that. And those are basically different radiuses. And our goal was to try to reduce stress and the way stress translates, all the way through the wheel. So this wheel really, it's a great wheel. Like, I'm super pumped for certain people, whether it be, you know, guys that are into Porsches or people.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
There's a lot of, Japanese vehicle fitment, for example, if you're running Lexuses and things like that, you got fitment there.
Yep.
We did, obviously, 5112 stuff, so Mercedes, Volkswagen, Audi, RS3s. This is, there's a lot of fitment here, a lot of 5.5 stuff, so you'll have it for those cars. And listen, in all our forged wheels, you're getting an O-ring center cap, you're getting a knurled bead seat wheel. You're getting all the strength and rigidity. And again, if you guys have not seen maybe an open box yet on the internet, you know, we have gone such lengths to give detail and packaging things. So make sure you check that out as well. Last thing I'll talk about with the F5R, mm-hmm. as far as things maybe people haven't known, and then we can give some specs.
Yep.
The ETA of this wheel will probably be in the April month.
Nice.
This year.
There we go.
So then you have an idea of when they're coming. So again, satin bronze, ash silver. Both in, it's a new bronze. It's a different bronze for us.
Mm-hmm.
We spent a little bit of time playing with some of the color notes and stuff like that. So we were able to get a new bronze. I think it's really actually very nice.
And I think another cool thing that, and maybe this is new to me because remember, I've just gotten back.
Yeah.
But we're going up to even offsets to 65, which is amazing, right? This is
once you get into Porsche and Corvette and stuff like that, yeah, you got to have some high offsets.
That's awesome, man. That's great. You know, that's great that we have those offered now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I mean, you know, yeah. The interesting thing in this wheel is you're looking at 18 and 19 inch in diameter.
Yep.
Fitments across the board, right down to even you know, the G series. You know, BMWs.
Yep.
I think you have a lot of the M3s, M4s.
Yep.
So we got you covered there. Obviously, Corvette, you know, C5, C6, C6Z. You have Porsches, you know, especially in 997.
Yep.
So I think there's some cool things there. And in addition to that, again, bolt patterns. You're going to be seeing this in 5.112, 5.5, which is 5.114.3. Mm-hmm. For all our metric dudes.
Yep.
5.120 and 5.130. Now, there's also going to be some pretty trick fitments
mm-hmm.
on all these wheels.
Hell
okay.
Yeah.
We have some good Civic Type R fitment.
Let's go.
Besides the 9.5, I think we did it at a 44.
Mm-hmm.
We also have an 18 by 10
mm.
that is at a 40.
Sweet.
Now, what's interesting to me is I keep reading these specs in different capacities, and we've had requests for this spec.
Yeah.
People calling it God spec.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is new to me.
This is what we hear. So this is like, you know, kind of the.
This is the part where you put Max. You put
Godzilla.
No, like Goku doing God level. See, man, you don't know what's going on. Dude.
No, I don't. When has that ever been? So, yeah, like you said, offsets from 14 millimeters all the way up to, all the way up to positive 65. So, F5R, it's looking good. 8.5 inch. So 18 and 19 inch, 8.5 inches in width, all the way to 12 inches in width. And obviously there's a lot of different things depending on what fitment it's intended for. So, so F5R, I think we covered.
That's it.
FRVR things.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well, next up.
Yeah.
I think, and I know some of you have already seen this. You know, we've posted up some previews of the wheel on our social media and all that. And I think my favorite is just one of my favorite coming out for 2025. We have the F6SX, you know, which I know the one of the coolest things about it for me is when I saw the wheel, the amount of caliper clearance that this wheel is going to have for certain specs and stuff. It looks amazing. And I think you purposely did that look at that thing. Look at how it curves in, man.
Yeah, it's good looking.
It's a good looking wheel. I know it's coming in finishes. We're going to have it coming in a race bronze with the knurl beading, and also satin gray with the knurl beading as well. So that's exciting. If you see that finish, if you got to see it in person when you were at SEMA, this thing is beautiful, man. It glows. It's just a good-looking wheel, and I'm excited for it. So.
Yeah, it is a good-looking wheel. 8-spoke, lot of radiuses, lot of cuts.
Oof.
We did our best to take as much weight as we could out of this wheel. So when you really get into this wheel, you'll start to see how much detail there really is.
Hell yeah.
I really like to think that like most of the detail that we have, especially at the bottom of the window there, I think it's pretty unique.
Is that the satin silver?
You did that one in ash silver, right?
Ash silver. That's ash silver.
So, this one's actually going to come in a matte gray, I think it's, like a matte gray.
I see.
And also going to come in that bronze, right? So yeah, it's interesting. It's the bronze is actually a little lighter than that photo mm-hmm. shows up, but
yep.
Yeah, the wheel really looks really good, and so getting into some of the specs on the F6SX.
F6SX.
Yeah, there's a mouthful there, yeah. Right? We're doing 17 and 18 inch.
Oh yeah.
It goes from 8 inches wide up to 11 inches wide, and the offset range is going to be from like 25 to 45. Mm-hmm. Bolt patterns 4 and 100, 5 and 112, 5 and 4 and a half, and 5 and 120.
Hell yeah.
Now, with that said, there could easily be a few things that pop up that we have been playing with. Again, 5108 is a possibility there. Mm-hmm. And in addition to 5108, there may be a few little caveats to some of the 120 and 112 stuff as far as like how many more part numbers get added.
Yep, yep.
Right. So again, April window for when these wheels are going to show up. Mm-hmm. I think as far as the wheel goes, look, 8-spoke wheel, it is designed to be a little bit more performance aspect
yes,
oriented.
Yes, you could see it too.
Right?
Yes, you could see it.
You know, it's ready to get on track. Good load ratings for a lot of these cars, but also designed to keep it, you know, much lighter. And I think this wheel is going to be like, you know, super performing on track.
And I think one of the things that I like the most is if you look at within the cuts, there's actually like a little step that you did there. You know what I mean? That.
Yeah. Raphael, he worked. We spent a
little step
lot,
is sweet, man.
Yeah. We spent a lot of time working on some of the
look
details.
At that. You see what I'm talking about? There's a little bit of a step there that honestly makes it look right there. Each spoke yeah. has that little step in.
Yeah. So
that
it's almost like a waterfall type of design, right? Where you kind of have like these multi-layers.
Yes.
So what we did was we took our material in the window drop center there.
Yep.
And then what we did was we let the radius continue all the way around the window of the spoke
yeah.
and then down through the floor. And so it's a pretty good contrast. Like, when you look at it first, you're like 8-spoke, and then as you get closer, you realize how much like
look at
detail
that.
There really is.
That detail is insane to me.
Yeah.
That step, honestly.
A lot of detail.
Raphael really did a really good job with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he was sick with it. So
yeah.
So basically what we got is, you know, 8-spoke.
Yep.
Again, neural bead seats.
Yes, sir.
You're going to have, you know, all the rigidity that you're looking for. We did a lot of those different things. We were looking mm-hmm. for, you know, any place we can to do little radiuses or bumps or humps or, you know, all that stuff to
yep.
be able to try to, you know, get the rigidity to be up there. It's going to be a matte gray.
Yeah.
And it will come in another satin bronze type finish. So, yeah, that's F6SX. I think we got it through, yeah?
Hell yeah.
All right. Cool.
So next up,
moving on to
we're going into flow form, man.
Yeah, so what's interesting is actually the rest of the wheels that we have here, they're all flow formed.
Hell yeah.
But there's going to be a difference for us on one of these wheels, and I'm going to save it for the end.
Hell yeah.
It's a wheel that we didn't release at SEMA.
Yes.
And it's going to be a mid-year release. We won't see this wheel probably until May.
That's kind of exciting though.
Yeah, I mean, well, look, it's a different
worth the wait.
It's different way of thinking, so I'll explain it when we get there. But right now, what we're talking about here is let's get into the wheel that I think most people
hell yeah
were
so,
waiting for, the Hyperspec.
And if you've been following us on social
yeah.
media, if you haven't, if you're new, this is the Koenig Hyperspec.
Yep.
It's a 5-spoke wheel. Honestly, one of my favorite designs that we've done in a very long time. And this is, you know, I'm a fan of everything that we do, but this wheel, honestly, it just pays homage to just a lot of things that I've followed in the past. It just gives me a good vibe when it comes out to this wheel. And I know we're going to come out in two different finishes, which is we're going to have it in the Hyperspec is coming in the matte bronze and also the anthracite metallic. Is that correct?
Yeah, so anthracite metallic with the mirror machine lip.
Yes,
and,
with the mirror machine lip.
And
that's right.
Yeah, we're gonna have
look
this
at that thing, man.
Bronze.
That thing is
so
sweet,
the bronze.
Dude.
So here's what I'll say about that bronze. That bronze is, I believe, we're calling it satin bronze. If I remember, is that what?
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
Satin bronze. No. I have matte bronze. All here.
Right. So we're going with matte bronze.
Yeah, matte bronze.
So, but The finish is fantastic. The bronze, again, is a newer bronze.
Yeah.
We've spent time playing with it, trying to get something that, you know, really reflects the light well, isn't too dark, isn't too light. Perfect balance. Now, the Hyperspec will be available in 15, 17, 18, and 19-inch diameters.
Hell
in
yeah.
addition to that, it'll go from 15.7. I think we did 15.7, 15.8, 15.9.
Yes.
And then, and that's going to be all 4 and 100.
Yep.
Four lug
yep.
stuff.
Yep.
And then we went on to, 17.8, 17.9. Again, four lug and five lug applications.
Yeah.
So you'll see that in the 17. Then we go on to 18.8.5, 18.9, 18.9.5, I think 18.10. 18.10.5, mm-hmm. and I think we stop right there.
Yeah.
18.10.5.
Yeah.
And then the 19-inch part numbers.
10.5,
yeah. Yeah, the 19-inch part numbers were just kind of...
Okay, so 19, we have 19.8.5.
19.9.5.
And 19.9.5. 19.
Yeah, it's 9.5.
You sure?
Pretty
okay. I see only 19.8.5.
So in 19-inch, there's 19.8.5 and there's 19.9.
Oh, yes. And 19.9.5, and then you have 19.9 in the A profile.
Yeah, so you have like 19.8.5, you have 19.9, 19.9.5. Now, those are going to be for cars that are going to be running this stuff square, or if you're going to be staggering, you'll have that. Again, the face will be similar on both of those in the 19-inch, but not in the 18-inch. 18-inch will be well staggered. It's fine. 18-inch, you'll have the two different profiles, so you should be good there. Now, one other thing, because I don't remember, in 17-inch, is there a 17x10? I think there was.
17.8 I have on here. 17.9, 17.10? 17.8, nope, let's see. 17.9 I have here, 17.9. 17.8.5 we have.
No
17.10? No
17.10. Okay. Well, then we did it in the F6S. X. Anyhow. All right. So with that said, Hyperspec. Hyperspec is going to be available in all sets from 22 to 45. Yep. Again, 4 and 100, 5 and 100, 5 and 108, 5 and 112, 5, 4 and a half, and 5 and 120. So that's that. I think you're going to see this wheel again in an April introduction. So
yep.
That's what's up. It's a great looking wheel.
Yeah.
I will say, in many sizes, the Hyperspec has the potential, and I think. You know, again, and I reason when people hear me say has the potential,
yeah,
it's because we have weight projections,
right?
Uh-huh. We're usually very, very close with the projections, but when we have it in person, painted, done, whatever it's going to be, there may be some, you know, slight differences, okay, right? So I don't want to say this has the potential in many sizes to be the lightest wheel, flow form wheel.
Ooh.
That we have. In some of those sizes.
Hell yeah.
It's got a tremendous amount of rigidity. You see, we did a lot of I-beaming. There's a lot of different layers where we're adding material, but then we're taking material away. And it's to create that additional strength layer,
mm-hmm.
That kind of goes throughout the spoke. Five-spoke wheel, in addition to five-spoke, obviously has a lip on it, good turn back, great yep. caliper clearance.
Yep.
We have checked this wheel on some pretty large calipers, and it seems to do just well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm super pumped on the Hyperspec. I think it's going to be one of those wheels that really does well. We've had good feedback on it. The question is, will be when it actually.
You never
makes...
know until it hits. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Right.
That's.
But
that's...
we'll see. In person, I will say the wheel is gorgeous.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah,
I agree. It's one of those wheels that you definitely once you see it, you want to. Put them on already, you know. So I'm a fan of it. For
and
sure.
Five spoke for me is one of those, you know, arch nemesis.
I was actually going to say that. What was the last time we've done a five spoke?
Well, been the Neoform.
Okay,
but yeah. That didn't go the way I wanted it to. I don't think.
Well, but it's a different look too. I think that
it is
that,
a different look.
You know, if you look at the Neoform, it has like a little step lip in each spoke. This one's a little bit different. I think it's got the edges that come up. This one honestly has a, like, I like the clean look. It just gives me a lot of, like, you know, tuner inspiration vibes, you know, and I think that it's going to translate very well. I like it a lot.
It's clean.
it's clean. That's what it is. You know what I mean? You're not, when you get this wear, you're not getting something that's all over the place.
No, but it's
sometimes
it's,
people want that, you know?
It's like clean but aggressive.
Right.
I don't know how to explain that. Like, yes. It's clean but aggressive. It's yes. Yeah, looking, I think it's a great looking wheel. I'm super pumped. I actually think I want a set for my car.
And the two finishes that we've chosen are amazing too. Like this bronze, honestly, if you see it in person, it really stands out. It glows right at you.
Yeah.
And the same thing with the other, the what do we call this?
The anthracite metallic.
Metallic with the
machine lip.
And the machine lip is what sells me, man.
Yeah, the mirror machine. Now, yeah. Let me say a couple things about this. The first thing is, if you are a track warrior, go with the bronze wheel.
Yep.
The machine wheel looks dope, but I'll tell you right now that... The machining is one of those finishes that just takes a beating, especially with a lot of brake dust and not cleaning them a lot and stuff like that. But I think both wheels are going to look amazing.
I agree.
And I'm super pumped to get them in. The behind the scenes real quick.
Yep.
Originally, we have the samples here. We were going to bring it in either a matte gray or a gloss graphite.
Yep.
And I was really struggling with the idea of mirror machining the lip because as good as it looks, not everybody wants a mirror machine lip, right? But it looks great, and that's what we decided to do. So
I love it.
We'll see.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right. So, and the next one we got, which the reason why we're, there's a whole reasoning behind this, probably, right? We have the.
I don't know if it's like a big conspiracy agenda. I mean, you know what I mean? We're just out here making wheels.
Hell yeah.
But you're talking about the
MR1X XR. MRK1XR.
The R stands for like pirate things. I'm just kidding. No, so the R stands for
MRK1XR.
Right. The R stands for extra load rating.
There you go.
Okay. And here's where it is. The wheel is 2,200 pounds load rated. That's beefy. It's stout. The reason it is because it's primarily made for things like SUVs. Some of the you might see this on something like a Porsche truck, like one of the Cayennes, or you might see it on Q5s, Q7s, SQ5, SQ7. You might see it on a Q8. You might see it on even going down into some of the other sizes, you might see it on a Volkswagen Atlas. You might see it on some of the Euro stuff. You may see it move over to Ford Explorer. You might see, you got so many of these SUVs that, are just looking for different looks. And so that's where this stuff comes in. Now, I will tell you that while we had a lot of people that were giving feedback, and I'm going to give you the sizes on this thing in a second. It is, not only is it higher in load rated, obviously, to be able to take some of these SUVs and trucks. It's a tank. It's a good looking wheel. It's slightly different than the MR1.
MRK1.
Yeah. Now I'm just spelling that.
I did the same thing earlier.
Like I need a consonant and a vowel.
MRK1.
Yep, the Mark 1, right. MRK1.
Yes.
Mark 1.
Mark 1.
Okay. So basically, there's going to be some range here, right? This is going to be 20 inch and 21 inch.
Yeah.
It's going to have, there's a lot of sizes here.
It's for the big boys.
Yep. Tesla fitment.
Yes.
You know, big stuff that's going to require some extra load, but this thing is built heavy. It's built tank wise, right? This isn't going to be a lightweight, type of wheel.
Hell yeah.
But it is something that will be substantial on any one of these vehicles that needs a little bit more load rating and also needs to be able to take a little bit more of a beating.
Yeah.
Available in two finishes. It's going to be available in satin black and a satin silver.
Yep.
Satin silver is new for us. Really good looking silver. Kind of flat, but, has a good sheen to it.
My favorite thing about this, and hopefully I didn't cut you off with something else that you were going to say, but I think that just so you're aware, the arrow cover can go on these, right?
Yeah. So, the one thing we did was we utilized the same hex nut and cover plate and profile of the face. And that allows for if people want an arrow cover for them to use it.
Who doesn't want the arrow cover?
I don't know that I always want. I mean, it's not everybody's cup of tea. I mean, and I think that that's totally acceptable. But, how does that help anybody?
Well, I would have
to move. Isn't it in the shot?
It would have to be a my shot. Oh, look, right there.
All
right.
Yeah, so there's the aero cover on top of the MR. I was like trying to figure out, like, how does that going to help? But I gotcha.
This is actually the satin. The
satin black.
Black right here.
With
yep.
a blue light.
With the aero cover.
So I know it doesn't look black,
yeah.
but it's black.
Yeah, it's black.
Right. So those are the aero covers. You'll be able to, if you want to put aero covers on,
yep.
I mean, hey, listen, have a ball. That's what I say. Mm-hmm. But you're going to see, you know, anything, you know, some of the Porsche stuff you might have, bigger BMW stuff, or, you know, you may see, you know, from us, the 21x11.
Yep.
And, you know, 21.9½.
Hell yeah.
29.5 and 20x10.5. And so there's a lot of different fitments there. All the details will be up on our website, and you should see these by the end of March. That's our ETA for bringing them there. This is not the same exact design as the Mark One, though.
Oh.
And, you know, I mean, it had the center part. Yes.
Yeah.
If you look at the flange out, it's completely different. Like, okay. It has like a hard, there's a 45 there, which is, I know, sometimes hard to see. It looks like it's going the other way, but you got a 45 degree, and then you have like this doubles, quick double step. Yeah, I don't know. It's really a clean looking wheel.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm not always a fan of the covered plate with the center cap, but I will say that, like, when it comes down to this wheel, the one thing we didn't do, regardless of if it's your cup of tea or not, is there are no details that haven't been, like, we've overlooked. The cap is not plastic. It's an aluminum billet cap with a center pop in, so, you know, you can run it or not run it if you want to have that, like, DTM type of look. Mm-hmm. All the accessories fit really well. Everything is really, really nice. We have no complaints from people with the cap. Comes with one. Each set will come with a, you know, a big nice wrench there that you can hold on to take off the cap easier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes it helps the guys at the gas station not.
Yeah, I'll admit this too. Like, we're not, because again, I wasn't here when this wheel came out and when they were designing this wheel and when it got revealed. And honestly, man, when I saw this thing, I was like, damn, this thing is gorgeous, man. Yeah. I mean,
it's
beautiful.
Sharp.
And like you said, the cap is different than every other wheel.
If the Mark One versus our, you know, versus our cap and this cap. Yeah,
yeah, sure. It really looks really dope. And honestly, even as a person who likes accessories and likes to be able to pull things apart, and I think that this Mark One is the one that I've never seen so much detail put into a specific wheel. Honestly, Raphael did a really good job with this one. So
And not only that, but like if you wanted whether you want the aero covers or if you wanted to get the anodized red caps that we have for the Mark One,
right.
They'll all work.
That's too. Right.
So because the center's the same. So
hell there's that. Man.
Let's see here.
Oh.
Yeah, what
would you want? No, I was gonna say. So it's
5.1/12, 5.4.5, 5.1/30. So, you know, you'll have a lot of fitment there for very specific fitments, but it should be pretty exciting.
Yeah.
We didn't do that in 120. I thought we did a 5.1/20 too.
I see.
No good?
Nope.
No, we didn't do it. 5.1/12, 5.1/4.5, 5.1/30.
Remember. Also, make sure to check the website after this because it'll be up there.
Yeah, because we could be totally lying.
Yeah.
We have no idea. So, all right. So let's get into. You know. I want to tell you about the last Koenig wheel before we move on to our two Mamba truck wheels.
Oh, we're gonna do it.
I want to throw the Mamba.
Okay,
in
okay,
there. Okay. Should we do the Mamba first and then the air and then the last wheel?
No. Do the.
All right. So the last wheel is a wheel that, like I said, we're gonna be introducing mid-year. Max will throw it up on screen. But basically, what we're talking about, the wheel is called the Aris.
Yeah.
Now here's what's different. This wheel is a flow formed wheel.
Yep.
The Hyperspecs flow form wheel.
Yep.
I don't know if we even mentioned that.
Yeah.
But flow form. The Aris is a flow form wheel. Now, the one thing that you don't have from us usually are grams or flows or forms at the end.
Right.
The Hyperspec's a little bit different, right?
Yep.
But now the Aris is going to be a little bit different. The Aris is going to be more mainstream type of fitments.
Sick.
Okay. Now, traditionally, what happens with the Aris. Or, I mean, what happens with a mainstream type of fitment from our main line, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, look at a wheel like the Diverge. These are great wheels that people buy every day.
Yep.
Have a little bit more load rating,
mm-hmm.
A little bit more substantial,
yep.
And have, you know, cleaner, simpler finishes on them. Now, traditionally, that stuff would be traditional cast.
Yes.
And we wouldn't have it in flow formed.
Right.
So we've been working on different processes and different machining and different tooling to try to reduce the price of certain aspects of flow forming.
Hell yeah.
And what we're doing with a wheel like the Aeris is we're flow forming to increase the strength of a wheel.
Yep.
But this wheel will have higher load ratings. For example, everything in 17 and 18 inch mm-hmm. will be 725 kg. Once we jump to 19 inch, it's 750 kg. So now you're looking at the ability to fit Teslas and some of the electric vehicles. You're also looking at the ability to fit some of the cars that are just naturally been getting bulky and heavy.
Right.
It will be available in 17, 18, and 19 inch. That means 17, 8. 17.8. Then it goes to 18x8. Then it's 19x8.5.
Nice.
Offsets 35-43. So again, these are more passenger type car fitments. Right. Mm-hmm. Bolt patterns 5108, 5112, 54.5, 5120. A lot of options here. It's going to be in a new color for us. It's called steel silver.
Ooh.
It's a really good looking silver. I mean, I can't even explain. It's a little darker than, like, let's say, a regular silver,
yeah.
But much lighter than something that would, you know, be like almost like an opal where there's a little bit more tinge to it.
Look at it right there. We can see it right there. Oh my God. That's a beautiful wheel. Look.
That, I mean, what's on the screen right now is beautiful.
I know. Really I like gorgeous. It. It really looks right? good. Yeah. It
looks good. We're joking around because we don't have it on the screen because we got to show you a rendering. We don't have so the wheel is in production right now. We don't have the sample yet done. So what you're looking at is going to be a rendering. Right. And so we're not looking at anything. We're actually looking at me, which I guess the same stuff really applies.
Yeah, nice. You know? All right.
What we're looking at on the screen was beautiful.
Yeah. Sure.
So so the Aeris is a flow form wheel, but it's going to be more cost effective and it's going to be priced very similar to maybe like a Koenig Diverge or something like that. So that's going to be an interesting thing for those that are looking for, you know, something that's going to be a little bit more strong, you know, a little strong, mm-hmm. A little strong for somebody that's looking for something that's going to have strength to it. That's going to be able to fit on a lot of different popular passenger vehicles and going to be a good all around all year type of wheel. This is it.
Yeah.
Right. Difference on this is plastic pop in center cap.
Nice.
Single piece, no stick-on logos or anything like that. It's all Koenigs, all worked into it.
Hell yeah.
And that way, you know, again, we're trying to keep the cost down on this particular wheel.
Yep.
Make sure they're getting kind of a lot of the advantages they get from our wheels in totality, mm-hmm. but also to be able to have the best wheel at the most affordable price.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
Let's jump into...
Oh.
What? We're jumping. Oh, we're jumping and this will be a mid-year thing. I'm going to think this is going to be toward the end of May.
Okay, cool.
I just want to throw it out there. Maybe a little earlier, but I don't want to give you the wrong thing.
And I'm sure, you know, you guys will get more previews of it if you're following us on social media. You'll get to see kind of a little bit more details on it and all that.
Yeah, so, for sure.
Yeah, man.
Let's go into the Mamba stuff.
So the Mamba stuff for me is extremely exciting too, because I know some of you, if you were at SEMA, if you've seen the new for 2025, you've gotten to see the wheels. These things are sick looking wheels. Again, Raphael strikes again with this design that he came out with these wheels. But I think the cool thing about it for me also is, and hopefully I can say this, we're revamping the line and 100%. Reintroducing it again, just because, you know, it's that time, man.
I think with the Mamba line, like the one thing we're doing, and again, if, you know, we've had the Mamba line since 2013.
Yep.
I got a little, like, there were some things that got stale to me, and I wanted to revamp them, and we had to do it in a bigger way. So these are two new designs. We're going to drop more as we go. There's a couple different differences than we've done before. So so let's get into it real quick.
Yep.
M28. The M28 is a... can you show the M28?
Right there. It's right there, that one.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, that's the M29.
So that's right. so with I just figured it, as long as he's looking at it, he has two wheels up on the screen.
Yeah.
So with the M28, this is a mesh wheel, super good looking. You can see there's obviously a lot of detail. Let me tell you something that you don't know about these new wheels. The Mamba wheels, besides being 2,500 pounds load rated, 5 and 6 lug applications. Sick. Obviously some details there. You can see the Mamba obviously written on the outer PCD area.
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting for me is that these wheels are all flow formed.
Sick.
Now, again, this is where you now use flow forming for the sake of increasing the rigidity above and beyond just putting in a load rating of 2,500 pounds.
Yep, yep.
Does this allow us to make the wheels a little bit lighter? It does.
Mm-hmm.
But it also allows us to give a lot of strength, a lot of rigidity, a lot of elongation, which is the amount that metal can flex before it would ever have an issue. Mm-hmm. And it also allows us to be able to have a greater shock resistance. So for mm-hmm. those that are going to be using this truck to do a lot of different things, moving around job sites, being able to drive on the road,
yep.
go on the beach on the weekend, maybe yep. do the occasional off-road trip,
yep.
definitely do some overlanding, whatever you're going to be doing, this wheel can kind of roll with you. It's available in two finishes.
Yep.
It's going to be available in a matte black, and yep. it's also going to be available in a full silver machined face.
That thing with a machine is lip. Sick. I can actually see my mm-hmm. actually like have it in front of you, you can see yourself in it.
Yeah,
which is freaking dope to me. You know what I mean?
Flat, yeah, flat cap.
Like yeah,
nothing that's crazy. I yep. think these wheels look fantastic, and there's going to be so many good fitments for them.
Yep.
And I'll tell you one other thing that's going to be unique about this for us so far.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes down to this, you're going to see this in 17, 18,
yep.
And 20 inches.
Yep.
17, 8, 17, 9, 18 by 9, 20 by 9.
Yep.
Okay. Offsets are negative 12 to positive 35 bolt patterns. 5/1/12, 5/4.5, 5/1/27, 6/1/35, 6/1/39.
Yep.
Now, let's talk about these wheels really quick, because I know this is not necessarily everybody's that's watching us is like main focus, right?
Right.
All the Tacomas, all the Toyota stuff that's going to be newer, 6/1/39 bolt pattern, we got you covered. Mm-hmm. When it comes down to you know, all the traditional Ford, Chevy, you know, even the new Dodge stuff got you covered. Now, what we've done something different for us, not for anybody, for
right,
us.
Right, 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 right.
We traditionally didn't really get into off-road looking CUV wheels.
Mm.
Okay. So if you have something that's a little bit lighter weight, CRV, RAV4, you have, you know, a four, you know, maybe a, some of the Ford Explorers, you want to do something. I mean, definitely the new Land Cruiser and the GX550s and stuff like that. We have it covered. But
like my boy Jackie Chan said.
Yeah.
Now you're speaking my language.
Is that what he said? I don't believe that I ever heard Jackie Chan say that. When,
that was for Max. You heard that, Max?
Now
you're speaking my language.
That was from Rush Hour?
From Rush Hour, yeah.
I don't want to get canceled.
I know. That's
so, I just want to understand. That was a quote Latino from the
accent.
Movie.
That was a Latino accent.
Listen, I just know wheels. So, yeah. So, anyhow. So, we'll have some CUV fitment. Obviously, all the Ford stuff. Look, I mean, this is going to be interesting for us. And I'll tell you the other thing that's going to be interesting is you can find this available.
sick, man.
At mambawheels.com. Now, here's one more thing I want to say because
that Mamba engraving.
I'm gonna lose my train of thought, so I'm trying not to lose my train of thought. The Mamba. Oh well.
All right.
So now, listen. Siri. I'm just saying, just trying to jump in and help everybody. You know what I mean? Anyhow, with that said, you know, we're gonna be revamping the Mamba website.
Yes.
It's yeah. coming.
Yeah.
I would say by the time March comes, you will have so much more interactive nature on the website. It will be much cleaner, much easier to see, easier to buy, all that good stuff.
Yep.
It's coming at mambawheels.com. So if you don't know, now you know.
Yep.
But don't be afraid to you know, share this stuff for us because we appreciate it.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be an exciting little thing. Let's jump into the M29 before we wrap this thing up.
M29
is obviously a little bit more ruggedy looking off-road wise. It's going to be in 17.9, 18.9, 20 by 9. It will have
there's two different finishes too, right? The matte bronze and
Black. It's 17. We have 17.8.5, 17.9,
right.
18 by 9, and 20 by 9. And negative 12 to 0
yeah.
right now.
Yep.
And 5/1/27, 6/1/35, 6/1/39. So kind of staying in our lane a little bit, doing a little bit more stereotypical stuff. You're looking at a design that is a 10 spoke center, obviously has what we call a drain relief holes.
That's what I was gonna add. I was like, yo, that lip is insane, dude.
Yeah. So
that is the first time I've seen that lip in like our company in general, I think.
That type of thing. Yeah. So one of the things that Raphael had done here was we were playing with this back and forth. We were trying to find functional drains because what ends up happening is if you get a wheel with a lip and it has a closed lip area, not like this wheel. If you go to I'm trying to think of a good Mamba wheel that would have it. Even back in the day when it was like M16, M17, let's see, M18. Yeah, those are all gone. But bottom line is when you have a lip and it has like a step down, right beyond the lip.
Yeah.
What ends up happening is you run into that situation where debris, water, all that stuff pulls in. Now, if you're going to be driving through some small water, especially in the overland sense where you kind of have to go somewhere to get to a trail site, all that stuff kind of stays in there. You wash the wheel, you could see it kind of like just stays in
right.
that whole area, right?
Right.
So these drain holes, they allow the water to escape. When you wash the wheel, the water will immediately run out.
Mm-hmm.
It's functional. It's fun. It also serves as a valve protecting area so that, any valve stems that are, out there, mm-hmm. they're protected from some of the elements and the brush if you're going to be doing that kind of thing. And again, flat cap, easy maintenance. Wheels, totally cool. It's gonna be a lot of
you, even that the double engraving of the Mamba.
Yeah, I mean, and the picture's a little off center. I mean, because the Mamba goes off to the side, a little bit of an angle. But
yeah,
it's good looking, man. I'm pretty pumped. And then we have so many, we have some other designs we're gonna be releasing later. So, you into the off road world, you into the overland world, you got a cool truck you drive every day. Want to jazz it up a little bit? Hit us up. We got some things.
Yeah, we got some things coming out.
Damn. So that's pretty much it. Again, all this information will be updated on koenigwheels.com/2025. You'll start to see individual pages for these wheels show up. Mm-hmm. We'll try to put all that information, ETA, specs, all that stuff. Again, if you have anything else, send it to us. Right? Let us know. DM us. What else is there. Comment below. Do all the stuff.
I think the purpose of this why we do this podcast is also to get your feedback, to get exactly, what you're looking for. Because at the end of the day, we still want to satisfy you guys and make sure that you guys get what you want and stuff when it comes to our brand and our products and stuff like that. So make sure to comment. Please comment. Let us know what you think. Let us know your thoughts. Let us know what you want to see more of. And you never know, man. That can happen for you.
Yeah, And if you like what you see here and you like to hang out with us and you think we're something special, make sure you send all free gifts to P.O. Box. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Anyhow.
That was very convincing.
I know. I had it, right?
Yeah.
So that's it. Take care of yourself. If you have any questions, throw them down below. We'll be happy to kind of go through them and try to stay on top of them. And, look out. The stuff's coming.
Happy Wheel Wednesday.
Peace out.
Now you're speaking my language.